On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian.
Morena, New Lynn.
New Lynn's the best.
New Lynn's your pick.
I see, this is really, every time we talk about this, people are like, New Lynn is the border, and everyone else is like, it's Avondale, and then someone, there's always someone who's
can
Point Chev please be West Auckland?
I just have good memories of that mall out there. Is that still there, the mall?
Yeah, the mall's still there.
The mall is going strong.
Hey, you might be able to hear that Fabian isn't down the phone. He's not in LA. He's in the studio this morning.
Yeah, I'm in New of Zealand.
Hey, it is very nice to have you up here. And what movies are we talking about?
Well, there's a couple of releases I wanted to mention this week. A film called The Kitchen, which is set in the 70s and is kind of a similar idea to that film Widows that came out a few months ago. Late last year, perhaps.
That was the gangster wives movie, eh?
Yeah, this is a similar idea. I think it's kind of harmed the film, its similarity, but it's three of the top actresses of now. Elizabeth Moss, Melissa McCarthy, and Tiffany Haddish play the wives of 70s Irish gangsters in New York in Hell's Kitchen. Bit of a metaphor there.
Love it.
and they go to jail, and sort of the husbands go to jail, and the women have to kind of step up. The film hasn't done it particularly well, but I got to interview them all, and they were really cool. And I think I actually mentioned this, but Tiffany Haddish, when she found out I was from New Zealand, got all excited because she used to work for Air New Zealand at the LAX end and said, oh, I love the All Blacks, and was sort of making these sort of funny eye gestures about hinting at all sorts of things. She was like, I love a man with no teeth.
Oh my goodness.
And she was saying that when she used to work in the late 90s in customer service, that the All Blacks would come through and she would hang out with them. She really liked them and stuff. So that's a reason to go see The Kitchen.
They seem like very like nice people. I know there's that sort of thing, you think people who've got a certain level of like celebrity, they might be a bit hard to approach, whatever. They all are quite famous and they all just seem quite cool and really nice.
No, they were great. Also out this week, this Dan Carter doco, speaking of...
Yes.
I didn't know this was coming out. Is there a Dan Carter
doco? Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't heard much about it, but I guess we should have made a doco about him. He's quite well-regarded, isn't he?
Very well-regarded.
I think so, yeah.
Golden Boot, all of that.
Is that the reference?
I don't know
I'm
if that's
the
reference.
Sporty.
Well, my sport references are mostly around netball, so I mean, rugby's sort of not my... field,
golden boot though,
so to speak.
But Dan Carter, best goal attack ever.
Yeah, such a great wing D. We love Dan Carter.
And there's another doco called Apollo 11, which I believe played at the film festival, which is back already. Very well regarded film about the moon landings, which didn't happen according to still crazy people who probably think the world is flat. It's crazy that thing
exists.
Perpetuates. Yeah. When I did the junket for First Man last year, we went to NASA. And we were talking to NASA scientists, and a journalist next to me was like, so, like, she actually seriously asked him.
Oh, no.
So did it really happen? You know, I was just, it was very
embarrassing.
She's
getting the scoop.
Just giving the people what they want. They need to know.
She was in hope.
Asking the hard question.
And hope that he'd turn around and be like, you know what? No, it did.
He was like, you caught me off guard. Oh, you got me.
You got me this morning. It's actually really amazing. The Apollo 11 documentary, I didn't go and see, but I heard so many people raving about it. Apparently it's just like really lush and like the colours are gorgeous and kind of makes you feel a bit like you could be on that rocket too.
I feel like wasn't First Man one of your like top picks of last year?
I loved First Man and I thought it was criminally under-recognized as an amazing
film.
What
one was First Man? Because I don't.
Was the one about Neil Armstrong, about the first moon landings, and Ryan Gosling.
Oh yes,
it was the guy who made La La Land's follow-up film. Got caught up in some weird political controversies about the flag, but
what was that?
Well, word came out after the Cannes screening that there wasn't a scene making a big hoorah about planting the American flag.
Oh my goodness!
And the reporting was that there was no American flag and that they were suppressing the Americans' role, and it was it was a storm in a teacup. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Right down now. I've just let it back up.
You just like resurrected this.
I feel like you'd like Apollo 11 then.
I don't know. No, I'm definitely, I love space.
Yeah.
We all live there.
We all live there. It's kind of amazing. There were quite a few movies about space in the most recent film festival. I sort of think you could have done your space festival if you wanted to. I'm looking forward to the day that someone does the space film festival. I will go to that.
It's a good idea.
I will watch a lot of them.
I will be supporting Brian De Palma's Mission to Mars until the day I die.
Nice.
which is an unfairly maligned film. One thing I did want to mention, though, that I've noticed since I've been back in town, man, the Hollywood Avondale.
It's
water cool.
Popping off, eh?
Part of the reason I moved to LA was for the repertory theatres.
Yep.
And that distinction is evaporating with the Hollywood Avondale here, because they are programming some very cool stuff.
Absolutely.
Out there, and with a focus on celluloid projection, mm-hmm. which is amazing. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time out there. I just wanted to give a shout out to that.
Huge
but also
shout out.
Looking forward to next week, It Chapter 2 is coming out.
We were just talking about this often. I can't do horror movies. I couldn't even do Shaun of the Dead and like those movies when I was about 14. I love them now, but it's just jump scares and like the tension in them. It's too much for me.
Well, see, we got to the point where you said you couldn't do Shaun of the Dead at 14, but you're not 14 anymore.
No.
When was the last time you saw a horror movie in a theatre?
Like never. I think this, yeah. Well, no, I went to Get Out, but
maybe
that's also like satirical horror, so I can. That's like my line.
Maybe
you know?
We should rally around you and we'll take you there.
Like hold my hand. Yeah. In
a strong societal message.
I like
will
a societal
carry you through.
Message will get me through.
So you didn't see Us?
I didn't see Us. No, I didn't see Us, but I would like to see Us.
I love being scared in a movie theater, but it hardly ever happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, jump scares are kind of cheap. You know, everyone can throw a cat at this camera. You know,
that's true.
poor cat.
But It Chapter 2 is notable because one of the lead actors is a Kiwi, a guy called Jay Ryan, who came to fame first on Neighbours, then on Go Girls.
Massive ups for that. I love when people get their kicks on Neighbours or something like that, and then they're in Hollywood. I'm like, nice.
Yeah, yeah. And he was mainly kicking around in TV, and this is like a huge step up for him. I did an interview with him for The Herald, which is in yesterday's paper. But I'm excited for It Chapter 2. It Chapter 1 I liked.
Yep.
They've been playing the original miniseries on TV this week, I noticed.
Oh, cool.
I dipped into that. Jay Ryan plays the character that John Ritter played in the miniseries. I think they're going to change something.
Right.
I think because people are so familiar with that original thing, they wanted to switch out the ending
maybe
a bit.
So that people can be freaked out of it.
I don't know this for a fact. But the director was kind of like, I'm going to do a few little things.
Okay.
So really excited for that. That comes out next week.
Cool.
And you rated the first one?
I did. Mm. I didn't think it was a 5-star movie, but
yeah.
I like it when studios invest in an R-rated horror.
Yeah.
And it became the most successful R-rated horror film of all time. So
that's pretty cool.
That's good for horror in general, not good for Rachel.
Not good for Rachel at all, or people with clown phobias either. Which I like, who don't have a clown phobia. I can deal with clowns. That's fine. I just can't deal with scary movies. Full stop.
There's a name for it. It's coulrophobia. Coulrophobia.
Coulrophobia. Yeah. Well, that sounds fitting. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Fabian. It's lovely to have you in the studio. What a treat. And I'm sure we'll catch you around the Hollywood Avondale.
Indeed. So
and
excited.
There's some mint stuff. If you want to find out, you know, where their programming or their social media is pretty up to date, and they let you know what cool movies they've got coming out. So that's a good one to go and check out too.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Someone texted in to say, First Man is an